Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Hello, welcome to the show, everybody. And please welcome the gorgeous and talented Ben Mandelker. Ben, come on to the show.
Hi. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Welcome home to my heart.
Thank you. I hope my audio is okay because I'm broadcasting from the rooftop deck at Mozambique Restaurant in Orange County. So I just hope there's no issues.
Sounds great. Looks great.
Thanks.
You know why? I can tell because we're on video over on Crappens On Demand on Patreon. Also, our bonus this week is a Below Deck Sailing Yacht Reunion Chat. It's not a full recap, line by line recap, how we normally roll. It's a week later, guys. Let's just stop pretending that we weren't talking about this. Yeah, we normally don't talk about the reunions for Below Deck because they're disappointing and they're heartbreaking, honestly, in their disappointment. But this time we did because it was just so damn messy, really. And there was just so much to talk about. And we started our Below Deck recap talking about it, and then it went so long that we just turned it into its own bonus episode. So go listen to that over at the bonus episodes on Patreon. And thank you for being here. Today is Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 17, Episode 8. What a sloppy mess of a woman this Tamara is. My God, wow. she came back worse than ever. And guess what? Not mad about it. Not even one mad, not a scintilla of anger in me. How do you feel, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, she's working overtime to get people mad at each other. I mean, so messy, so rude, throwing people under the bus left and right. And then when she gets called on it, she just says that she was drunk and it was all a hey. She doesn't really remember well and so sorry. And then fake cries. Evil woman. Just an evil, evil person, but great for TV. I mean, I'm really loving this season, as I've said several times. I think it's actually the best show on Bravo at the moment. And we finally got to see Heather Amin. We also got the return of Vicky Gunvalson, the Trace Amigas. So much is really happening.
It was a big one. One thing I'm surprised at is Tamara has not whipped out her most recent weapon. Well, most recent for her in her time, because I know it's like, I don't know if the show feels like time jumping. It's like, oh my God, Tamara's back. It's like people just jumping in and out of time. But yeah. Christianity. Really shocked that Tamara hasn't whipped out her Jesus gun yet. Because she's whipping out the, oh my God, I was drunk. But she's not whipping out the, but Jesus. Because that was her favorite thing for a while. And that storyline just dropped. I don't know if she just completely returned to Satan. That was always my prediction for her, that she would have like a return to Satan season where she just fully embraced the devil with horns and went down into the burning fiery pits of hell. Do you think she's back to Satan, Ben? What do you think?
Back to Satan implies that she ever left Satan. Okay. I think she was an imposter. I think she was a Christianity imposter. When she went into that pool, she did not baptize herself. She tainted the water. That's what I'm going to say. She was never a hardcore Christian.
Oh,
never.
You don't think that being baptized in a rich person's, chlorinated pool in Orange County is real?
Well, you know, I'm Jewish, so I barely even understand the way these things work. But when it happened, I could have sworn I heard like the sound of flapping in the air, like bats being released out of some sort of portal. And I thought that cannot be a good sign for a baptism.
It could have been doves. You know, that's the tricky thing about doves. The Bible. You just could have been, never know.
Could have been doves. You're right. It could have just been doves being... It could have been Lynn Diamante's doves that she released on her birthday party in Connecticut.
It could have been. It could have been me waving bye to children with both arms, just flapping my underarms against my chest. You never know what it was.
It could have been just Captain Glenn crashing a sailboat into a nearby dock.
It could have been the sound of Tamara's son, Ryan, just left alone in the barn with a few animals. Slap, 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 slap.
Slap happy. Either way, the Christianity thing that she used, it's either she's not all about it anymore, or she decided, like, yes, I am a good Christian, but good Christianity does not make for great TV, so I'm going to just, like, cosplay some devil worship right now.
Maybe. You never know. So my first thoughts of this episode, I was listening to this while someone was over. I had family over, and I was in the other room, so I had headphones on. And wow, the remix of this opening really slaps, speaking of
it
slapping.
It does.
When you have headphones on, there's something different about it. When it's just like thumping in your fucking ear like that. I'm going to go like blast it in my car in traffic. Like, I really want to blast it.
Let me tell you something. It doesn't even need headphones. Like, I listen to that. When it comes on, I do a dance party on my laptop. I just say there's like dun, 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 it's like that opening beat, that opening the beatbox or drum machine beat where it's like, I was like, oh my god, this is so good.
Yeah,
they killed it with the remix.
Yeah, love it. So I still can't get over my core may be strong. Shut up, Jenna. Okay. Okay, so let's get into this. So, Shane is getting his face waxed. Really? Yeah. All of Shane. I mean, all that 4 feet six of Shane, and all you can concentrate on are his nostrils. There's so much there to wax. Why are we starting there?
You got to start somewhere. Okay. Start with the nostrils. You just start there, and then you spread outwards. You know, I mean, like that's how you take care of things. Sometimes you just can't take all of it all at once.
Can I say I miss vagina waxing? Because I've complained about vagina waxing for literally years now, but now I'm having to see nose hair waxing. I would much prefer vagina wax. If it's a choice, bring back vagina waxing. I don't need to see anybody get their fucking nose waxed. And you not only made us see one person, but two people. And one of those people was Shane. And you made us look at the booger thing you pulled out of there, covered in boogers and hair, twice. What the fuck is wrong with this show?
You know, a hot take, I didn't mind. In fact, not only did I not mind, I thought to myself, you know, should I do that? I think I actually might appreciate getting my nose hairs waxed out, you know?
So, don't do it in front of me. Don't do it on television. That's something you do in private.
Well, I would never do it. I all my beauty regimens take place behind closed doors. But I would, I did think there was an odd charm to the fact that I feel like this was the first time we saw a husband and wife getting waxed together. I think normally it's always like girlfriends. I was like, oh, they found an activity together, pulling Shane's nose hairs out, I guess.
I mean, I guess. So he asked the lady, my nose waxing, does that hurt? And she goes, no, it feels like getting punched in the face. The fuck kind of world is this lady living in where she's just getting punched in the face all the time? And Emily tells us that Shane's pretty much up for anything.
He'll go with all my crazy ideas. I tell him, what, you don't get that wax? And he says, okay. But then he just sits on the couch and plucks his tiny nose hairs and ear hairs on the couch. So I say, you're getting a waxed. All right. And that's when I pulled a turkey sandwich out of my purse to stay entertaining on this show.
You know, when I see Shane, the one phrase that pops into my head is down for anything. I'm like, this is a man who just embraces life with just a carefree attitude and a smile on his face. Down for anything, Shane.
He is definitely like a tourism board ad. You know, it's like Shane in a zipline helmet, you know, just getting ready to jump.
He's just so fun. He's just
Shane,
fun
Whitewater
and
Rapids.
Full of fun.
Rafting.
Hey, is that Shane bungee jumping off of a bridge in Newport Beach? Wow.
Is that Shane renting an electric scooter to go to the local skate park and do some wheelies on the hills?
His enthusiasm knows no bounds. I want to move to Orange County now. He's taught me so much. So now we go over. Oh, so I'm sorry. So we're still waxing. So Emily is getting her nose waxed now. Now it's her time in the nose seat. And while she's getting her nose waxed, she also decides that she wants to talk about this party that she's having. So she's like, I texted your mom and I asked if I could use her backyard for a fun, like, outdoor girls party, you know, girls party, outdoor cocktails. Oh, my nose. Anyway, she said, of course. And, you know, it's just for the girls, so you're not invited, Shane.
Well, my first thought is Gina and Emily, neither one of them can have parties at their houses. So we might consider that casting. Although I am enjoying Emily this season, I have to say. My second is leave your mother-in-law alone. And my third is, can we not watch you get your butthole waxed now? That would be great. Thanks. So now we get to watch her get her butthole waxed. And then we get to hear about how Shane likes to buttfuck her. And then we get to have that mental image in our head with Shane in a zipline helmet on a rented scooter. Having the best time of his life in the OC tourism board while he butt fucks his wife. Okay. And nose booger things coming out with hair all over them. Thanks a lot for this gross ass scene.
Well, I'm sorry that this was a difficult scene for you. We can just
disgusting.
Move on. Why don't we move on to Jen with her son, Grayson, as they walk down a pier and meet up with Taylor and her daughter, Kennedy, and Kennedy's friend, No Name, because I did not commit friend's name to memory because she didn't say anything. Listen, little girl, I know you're 16, but if you want to make a mark in this world, if you want to get into college, do something interesting. Because you know what? Right now, you're denied from my college.
Especially when your name is Alexis. That's like one of the classic soap opera names. And you can't even come up with anything, you lame fucking teenager. Get the fuck off this TV. Okay, I would rather watch Emily get her butthole waxed than take another 2 seconds of this Alexis fucking vanilla ass white wall in a, you know, what's the point of this person? You're a rice cake. You're a rice cake of friends of.
Alexis can be like, hi, mom. I was listening to a podcast. I decided I'm not going to go to MIT. I'm going to start up an OnlyFans because apparently I'm not interesting enough. Sorry. Alexis, you're doing great. Don't listen to
Alexis,
us.
Alexis, you great. Did nothing.
You did the right thing.
Fucking
you did the
worthless.
Right thing. You should not
nothing.
Do that. It's good that you blended into the background.
Go to OnlyFans. Yeah, at least give us, you know, so give us something. Make an effort. Do something, okay? No, I don't
Alexis.
Think OnlyFans. I don't think we should say, like, just go to OnlyFans. People put a lot of
well,
work
first of all,
into
she's
their
16.
OnlyFans.
She's 16, so obviously that's, like,
well,
literally
that was disgusting,
illegal.
Okay? And I feel like you pulled me into that. I didn't come up with OnlyFans. You did. What do I care what this girl does? I don't even remember
I would say,
her
theoretically,
face. As far as I'm concerned, she's the thumb with blonde hair. It's like the rest of them.
I was saying that theoretically, we are going to send her down a path of, like, ill repute because we're really doubling down on going in on Alexis right now. But
well, listen,
Jen,
if your self-confidence rests on the approval of two aging gay men, you're fucked anyway. There's no hope for you, okay?
Anywho, Jen and Grayson are on the pier. First of all, it's crazy to see Kennedy as a teenager now. Now she is 16 and it's like, it's crazy because the last time we saw her was playing in like a dirt patch at her birthday party or tea party.
I'm not surprised anymore.
With what?
It's like sea monkeys. Like how often are you going to just be shocked that these little things pop out of the capsule once you put them in the water? We know what happens. They're little and then they're like this. You know, they still look like she still looks the same age because guess what? We're still the same age apart. So I still feel as much older than her. And I don't know. It's depressing. It's more depressing now, I think. So I'm not like, oh, Kennedy. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm old. Fuck you and fuck Alexis. Get out of here, both of you.
Well, I personally was, it was just like crazy to me because she, first of all, she does look almost exactly the same as she did when she was 3, which is strange, but she's now a teenager. So that's bizarre. Also, she looks a lot like her dad, which is also a whole other thing. But also, we just haven't seen her. It's just, it makes you realize. You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, I saw it like crazy. But it's also, but what's bizarre is that, like, I guess with Kennedy and also with Adriana, especially Adriana on New Jersey, we literally watched this child get birthed and now she's like a young woman who is wearing makeup and doing things that teenagers do. And I'm just like, wow. These are my children. I'm never going to have kids. This is the close up I'm going to have to children is watching the reality star children on TV.
It doesn't affect me at all. I'm like, wow, they're bigger now. So it's like, you know,
Well, that's because you've got nieces and you got like, you have nieces in your everyday life, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm just not impressed.
I think you're used to it.
Also, I've watched like a lot of nature shows, so I'm just not impressed by it. It's just nature. You know, you see enough lions eat a deer, and nothing affects you anymore.
Let me tell you something.
I've been killed on the inside.
I was watching Our Planet 2 last night, and, you know, shit went down. There were some real mommy issues going on with the crabs on Christmas Island. That's all I got to say. Real mommy
issues.
I've
got to watch it. I haven't watched part two yet.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of shit goes down. So, yeah, they're all with their kids, and they're doing the housewives thing where they're like, oh, my God, let's do something bad. Jen's like, yeah, because we're both from Oklahoma. And Taylor's like, yeah, we are. We're going to do something bad. Let's eat a corn dog. So they go to the corn dog stand, and the corn dog stand is called the Fun Zone.
Mm. Well, I think that's really on the nose, right? I mean, it is a fun. It's literally a zone of fun. A corn dog. I don't know why we don't see them more often. You have to go to an amusement park for them. I think they should be more available. I think like they are literally a fun zone. Why do we not want more zones of fun in our lives? Like, why do we have so many sad zones?
So they're supposed to meet Shannon there, but Shannon runs on Shannon time. Okay, everybody. And that clock sounds like this.
Yeah. I wish I were there when Shannon heard the news that she was heading to this amusement park that apparently is on an island that's only like reachable by ferry. She's like, "What? I'm going to an island where I'll be trapped with funnel cake and corn dogs." Okay. Well, that's very considerate of you, Bravo. Thanks so much. I'm literally will have no choice but to spend the rest of my life there, marooned. With carbohydrates. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And then Kennedy is like, yeah, I run on Shannon time too. In lunch detention, they know me there. I was like, that's not something to brag about, Kennedy. Okay? I'm a fucker.
Are you in Greece?
She's like, they like, know me at lunch detention. Allie Sheedy.
Wow, she's a rebel.
She's going to be a star. Anybody else want to make out with Emilio Estevez? Yeah. That's me, badass in detention. You know, if you just get to school on time, you can go to lunch someplace. There must be an Applebee's in your town that you're excited to go to.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a Pomodoro Cafe. Did you notice that Jen said at one point, she goes, I just want to, you know what we should do? We should eat a lot of sugar and then just go on this spinny thing. And I was wondering, did she mean that she wanted to like make cotton candy in her stomach? Or was she saying like, let's eat all the bad stuff and then go on the spinny thing so we have to barf it all up? I was like, is this like a low-key bulimia red flag?
That's a good plan. I like that actually.
A very specific eating disorder is carnival bulimia.
One place you don't ever want to take Taylor's face is to a carnival. Okay. They're going to try and like, they're all going to come up and hug her and be like, mother, or you're going to have to be on a spinny thing with her and just watch her face like,
I feel like
going around in circles and circles. Save us. Okay.
I feel like a lot of people are just going to try to climb into her mouth. They're like, well, we thought this was the entrance to the fun house.
So,
God, we are really on one today, huh?
I'm in a weird mood. I think Bravo just front-loading the week with all these shows. By the time we get to this one, it's like, what are we even doing anymore? You know, where are we?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Taylor's like, oh, yeah, Kennedy's just a regular teenager. She's happy. She's sad. She loves me. You never know what you're going to get with Kennedy, you know, when she wakes up. And she probably doesn't know what she's going to get with me either.
Luckily, I spent my formative years on reality TV with Kim Richards, so I'm pretty used to this. I just sort of take myself back there, and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. So Shannon finally shows up.
Oh, hello. I'm here. I had to take some sort of ferry, which I'm not sure is up to maritime code, but you know, if it sinks, then you know, I guess I'll have no choice but to enjoy all this fried food. So, wow, roller coasters and mirror mazes. Wow, fun for us. Okay, what's going on, girlfriend? Soft pretzels and corn dogs.
They introduce her to the kids. They're like, this is Jen's son, Grayson, and this is Taylor's kid, Kennedy, and her friend, you know, thumb face that nobody can even decipher from any other face. And Shannon just gives them that look like she gives every new cast member on the show, like, oh,
tight smile. Huh. Really do not care about your names? Okay. Oh. You're on my television show. Could you please move?
Thank you. Oh. That would be great. Look at these young people with non-elastic skin and perky mindsets about the future. They have so much optimism. I wish they would leave now.
The only thing you have in common with me is David will not be paying your child's college counselor fees. So get the fuck out of here. No one wants to talk to you.
Okay. Oh, well, no one here seems to be wearing a sweatshirt for USC, so I'm not sure they're really worthy of my time, so I will just ignore them.
Your children have been here 5 woofs in Shannon time, so they need to leave now. Thank you.
I can't help but feel like I am sitting with a young woman who has been in lunch detention before, and I will not have her terrible outlook on education rub off on me and then be sent on to my twins. I'm sorry, Taylor. I must leave.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Looking for love? I'm Jujubee, and on this season of Queen of Hearts, we're going all the way down to sunny, sexy Miami. I'm setting up the hottest singles in South Florida. Maybe I can find them their perfect partner or someone to fulfill their sexiest fantasies.
A man who unconditionally loves me and is a raging feminist and then ties me up, rubbing oils on me, then surprise gets a girl to lick my and another guy to put it in my and has a huge.
But remember, there's a twist. No one can see each other until the very end. Cameras on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Woo! Got me blessed.
Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app now, or you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Taylor's like, I had a pretzel instead of a corn dog because I decided after that whole cotton candy thing, me sticking a corn dog in my throat might not be the best approach. Might not be. And then we see the obligatory clip from 10 years ago of Taylor eating cotton candy like a fucking crazy person.
I know. She's like, unfortunately, while I was trying to eat my soft pretzel, a cat stole it, and I wound up screaming at it, and it's just, I wound up recreating a different iconic moment. What can I say? So so then they start talking about, like, Friday. Like, remember Friday? And Jen is like, honestly, I truly don't know what to feel. I keep going back and replaying it. Like, why did it go south with Tamara and I? So then, put a pin in that, because now we go to a store that perhaps was inspired by Gretchen Rossi. It's called Fleur-de-Lis.
Is that how you spell Fleur-de-Lis? I don't know why all the shops in Orange County confuse me, but I always feel like they're puns, even when they're real things.
Yeah. I love shops in Orange County because I feel like most of them are just like, they just take a concept and put an exclamation point at the end of it. Like, I feel like there's a swimsuit shop down there called, like, Sensations with an exclamation point, you know?
And a Z.
With a Z. Uh-huh. You know? And then, like a sassy Zen-sations. Lady sunglasses. Zensations. Yeah. Yep.
That's an OC thing. Okay, so here's the scoop, everybody, because I know you're all dying to know. We're only 5 hours into this recap, so I just want to take a minute to tell you. Fleur-de-Lis is spelled Fleur-de-Lis. But don't think Ronnie was right just yet, everybody who is cheering for me over there and throwing 20s at my feet. It can also be spelled with a YS at the end. So guess what? I'm still incorrect.
Well, if you notice the lady behind the cash register, you can definitely tell she's an LYS kind of gal. Did you see her?
Well, that's why I
was
wondering what her name. I was like, is that girl's name Liz? And it's spelled L-Y-S, because that's such an OC way to spell Liz, too, right?
L-Y-S. It could be all of the above. Could be all of the above.
So she's like Flower of Liz, you know? And then they come in and she's like, hey, girls, it's me, Liz. You remember me. I own Sensations up the street.
Sensations. Sensations is such an Orange County store.
Can we start a store in Orange County called Zen Station?
Sensations. And it just sells bikinis and like surf wear.
And Buddha but also stuff, crystals. Like, yeah, like like bikinis with boot on the nipples and stuff.
I have to look to see if there's a store called Zensations, because
I feel like Zensations. I feel like I need to go on like HostGator and get that web name. Zensations.
I have to tell you something. There's a place in Long Beach called Zensations Massage. That's pretty close to Orange County.
There's a Zensation brush pen, and on Amazon, yeah, it's a fountain pen. There's fountain pens called Zensations, but fuck them. I don't care. Go ahead, sue me. What am I afraid of? The fountain pen people?
By the way,
come for me.
Zensation. There is. I did a search for Zensation boutique, and there's Zensational in Santa Monica, and also in Reno, Nevada.
Mm.
Wow. And also in Wisconsin. Okay. So the point, you know, either way.
We're dead. That idea sucked. That idea is now dead. I'm glad we wasted all this time not making any money on
our
idea.
I still think Zensations of Newport Beach is a thing.
Yeah.
Because it's different. Beach, it's different down there.
I'm still proud of us.
Yeah, no, so, Zensations. And it has like lots of triangles in its logo too, for some reason.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? Triangles and like the infinity symbol somehow. So Zensations, but the last S could be the infinity symbol.
Yeah. Or like, okay. Yeah.
So this is a gift shop, and Tamara is meeting Heather there, and Heather's already there, and she's like, oh, Tamara, hello. It's me, Television's Heather Dupreau. I'm looking for a hostess gift for this bikini party in Perry's backyard. Look at these pencils that say fucking brilliant. This one is a champagne stopper. It's for me.
Now, I just want to clarify. When I say I'm looking for a hostess gift, what I would like to do is buy a hostess and give it to someone. Mm. Are there any human servants for sale at the moment?
I'm going to get you these matches. They say hot mess. Speaking of the other night, my gosh, I was like on an apology tour.
And then we see, like, we do the thing where it breaks into panels, but it's like literally like 45 of them across the screen of Heather being like, I am sorry. I'm sorry. For that, I will apologize. I am very sorry. Gina, I'm sorry. Emily, I'm sorry. Gina, I am sorry again.
Yeah. And Tamara's like, better you than me, bitch. And she's like, yeah, well, I'm just going to blanket apology the world at this point because I'm just going to be sorry. Until I'm not sorry. And Tamara's like, yeah, well, it's fuzzy to me. I don't really remember anything. Everything's fuzzy to me. Oh, I drank. Oh, gosh, I'm such a good person.
But you know what? The one thing I can't deal with, bitch, is a damn liar. So then we go,
really? Like the lady who just claimed that she can never remember anything because she had too much to drink. You are the fucking liar, okay?
Exactly.
And also, when you're drinking to the point consistently that you can't remember things, you might have a problem, okay? Now, I don't believe in calling people an alcoholic because I believe that people have the right to call themselves an alcoholic when they're ready to get help. Until then, you're just having a good goddamn time, okay? Yeah. But Tamara, you might have an issue, okay? Look into it.
But she doesn't have an issue because she's lying about being blacked out. Yeah. So she doesn't.
She remembers everything. She eventually you're basically saying,
I'm going to call your bluff and send you to rehab if you want to insist that you're not lying. So, Shan, meanwhile, now let's cut back to Fun Zone or whatever the place is called. Is the place called Fun Zone? What's the name of this amusement park?
I guess it's all Fun Zone, right? It can't just be like, corn dogs. Like, you can't just open a corn dog place called Fun Zone. They're going to be like, you know what? We're going to need more from this place than just corn dogs.
Yeah, we're going back and forth between Zensations and Fun Zone. Even though Zensations is called Fleur de Lis, I'm going to say that this is the Fleur de Lis chapter of Zensations. So, or it's a collab. So it's maybe it's like Zensations x Fleur de Lis with a Y. So Shannon, back over at Fun Zone, TM, Shannon goes,
well, I think you were insinuating, Jen, that she was, Tamara was overly flirting with Ryan. And I would have been upset with that. I would have been very, very, I would have been as upset with that as I am currently upset that I am trapped on an island with funnel cake and corn dogs.
But that's not what I was doing at all, Shannon. That's not what I was doing. What I was saying don't be shitty, Tamara, because when you and I are together, it's very comical about how hot Ryan at the gym, you know, we'd make all those jokes, and that's what we would do, and that's how we bonded. That's how we became sisters. And Taylor's like, so all the stories that Tamara knows about him, who are they from Heather? Is that this Heather girl?
So now we have some more about Heather Amin. So Jen is, she tells us, I met Heather Amin through Tamara, but she used to be very close with Ryan. And when Ryan first came to Cut Fitness, Tamara and I would give Heather so much shit. Like, right, like that's your brother. Okay, who you spent all your time with. Like you two are totally getting it on. You two are totally boning. I literally saw you filleting him in the dressing room at Cut Fitness. I know, his semen is all over your mouth right now. Just stuff like that, you know?
And the producer's like, and did you believe that? She's like, I believe them now. I didn't believe them in the beginning, which did not stop me from dating Ryan at all. We see a picture of Heather Amin finally, because we've been hearing about Heather Amin, Heather Amin, Heather Amin. And then we see her. She is a flesh-bought version of a Real Housewives of Orange County. I mean, they really do grow them from the same stock in this town.
She is an Orange County. She is basically an Orange County housewife in a wind tunnel.
Like, she really, you know, like, is like straight through. And she's made the mistake of the Groupon Botox where the one eye blinks and the other one doesn't, and it constantly blinks. Did you notice that? I got some crazy pictures of Heather Amin. But yeah, she's ready to rumble, girl. She's got some fresh Groupon Botox, and she's ready to come in here. I mean, she's even got Mean in her name. She's ready. Bring her.
She is ready. I hope we get to see more of her. So Taylor's like, well, why would she drop some information out that like would make your head spin? Why would she do that? And Jenny goes, well, I mean, maybe she thought she would end up with Ryan. I don't know. I think Heather was in love with Ryan, and there's no other reason a woman would be that concerned with another relationship unless they were trying to get onto TV. But I'm going to say that she's in love.
Right. Unless Tamara had her fucking hand up their wazoo and was puppeteering them onto TV to make a good season. So Jen's like, yeah, so after Nobu, I sent her a very long text. And then Tamara reads this text to Heather in Zensations. And she's like,
your name is the source of all informations. And I truly think we should talk this out, bitch. And I'm sure from a personal and professional standpoint, you would not want us sharing any of your personal info. And Heather goes, that is a threat. That's a threat. And she goes, it's a threat.
It could be read as, listen, you're trying to ruin my life on camera. I'm sure you wouldn't like it if I was trying to ruin your life on camera, Tamara. Think about what you're doing.
Plus, I think what we're starting to see is that Jen accidentally threatens people or like accidentally insinuates things like too heavily. And I generally believe it's accidental because last week, you know, when Tamara's like, whatever she was saying about, like, yeah, Ryan said he wanted to fuck me or something like that. And then Jen's like, well, let's not talk about all the things that you said, Tamara. Let's not talk about your behavior. What? No, her behavior was just that she sort of just nodded along and was fine with it. Yeah.
So Tamara's like,
it is a threat. Heather's over it. I'm over it. And so I was like, why don't you just go to the pool party and you can talk about it there in front of everybody. We can just make it Heather Mean. The pool party. Hi, everybody. It's Heather Mean. Then you can attack her. Let's do it. But I'm not to attack her or anything like that.
And so she's telling us,
yeah, Heather doesn't want to attack Jen or anything like that. I mean, they were really good friends for a really long time, batch, and Heather just wants the fuck set. You guys, Heather Amin wears two crucifixes on her chest. Two. Double crucifix. One more, she's got Jesus' death spot on the mountain.
It's like, oh my God. Because Heather Amin does come in double crucifixed up. I was like, here is she? I mean, this woman is like built for this show.
Yeah. And I love Tamara saying, yeah, so like maybe we can be friends again, batch. Tamara wanting to ambush Jen and then saying it's all under the guise of bringing everyone together again. You just want to ambush Jen.
I'm bringing her enemy who's going to scream about her future husband probably cheating on her multiple times to help her. I just, listen, guys, it's like a hug. It's like a Tamara Barney hug.
So now Tamara, she's like trying to generate a shred of sympathy. So she goes, I have like too much going on, batch, right now between Cut, the dog, and You know, it's like I just feel bad about throwing a napkin on her. It's like too much going on. I'm like, cut is already closed. The dog situation, sad. Obviously, the
I'm
dog.
I'm sad, but you've already given the dog's ass away to run.
Yeah, just,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's like it was obviously not a big enough deal that the Bravo producers had to make a whole scene out of it or an episode, you know? Like, not saying that losing a dog is nothing, but I'm saying it
no, but
like
you don't
it's
get
enough
to use
removed.
It. You don't get yeah. to use it as an excuse for this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Like we're a few episodes away. Okay,
right.
So like, cut fitness and the dog. Don't cut it anymore.
Yeah, no pun intended. And she's like, "Yeah, I feel threatened. I'm threatened. I can't spare you. You cannot mess with my fucking marriage. And if you try to, I will not give in the towel." I was like, "Wow, Tamara's still stupid because that's not the saying." And also, she's like, "How is she fucking with your marriage? You're so delusional. Yeah. You are the one fucking with her relationship.
Exactly.
You know what else you're fucking with? Her divorce settlement." Can you let the woman try to get her money before you go around telling everybody that she was cheating on her husband the whole time? She's got 5 kids to support, okay? Like, let the woman get her bag.
Tamara is literally fucking with a relationship, and then she gets mad when Heather kind of, like, bows up a little bit and is like, well, I'm not going to talk about what you did that night or whatever, even though she didn't really do anything.
I think that part of me has thought this whole time that Heather did a... Tamara is doing this because she just wants a storyline. She's going to bring in this girl and she's going to ruin her life because that's what Tamara does. And she needs a story and she needs to make the season fun and she's producing. And maybe that's true. But also, it's so obvious she's mad at this girl for opening a gym, right? I mean, it's a yoga studio, but it's still, if you're going to someone's gym and you become their friend and you're like, you know what? I want a gym of my own because Tamara probably had yoga classes or some shit in there.
Maybe. I think that could be one thing. She's probably also jealous that Jen has a hotter guy in her life. And maybe, maybe,
Eddie
she's
slam.
Jealous. Yeah, well, honestly. And maybe she's jealous that Ryan has a better personality so far, which is really a low bar. And maybe she's also just jealous that Jen may actually be more authentically happy than Tamara and Eddie. Who knows? I mean, Tamara and Eddie seem pretty happy to me. But usually when people go after relationships, it's because they have an issue in their own.
And usually when people talk about how much they fuck, they're not fucking. We know that from watching these shows. Like how,
we've seen a lot.
How true that is. And that's all these two talk about when they're together. It's like, hey, so babe, how was work today? Wanna fuck? Oh, my God. I was sad about was fucking you all day. I was trying to grocery shop. And then I was like in the apple section. I was like, God, I want to fuck this apple. No, I want to fuck Tamara. God, I'm glad I'm home. Did you get an apple? Did you fuck it? I'll fuck the apple.
We're fucking so much. Even my mom is fucking her new boyfriend, Dan Hedaya. So Jen is, meanwhile, Jen is crying.
I love that you still know the boyfriend's name.
No, that's not his name. That's just like, he just looks like the dad from Clueless. I can't tell at the side if he looks like Chaz Palminteri or the dad from Clueless. But it
Dan
looks,
Hedaya,
I think, more
like... I need to look him up.
I think it is the dad from Clueless, Dan Hedaya.
Yeah.
Dan Hedaya, icon, American icon. That is not unlike Sandy's boyfriend dressed in the Abercrombie. So Sandy's boyfriend, who's like doing the Steve Buscemi in Community, showing up like he's a like a high schooler. Anyway, so Jen is crying. We should put up a picture on Crappas on Demand to give everyone context. Show everyone. Show Dan Hedaya. Wait, I want to find... Okay, now I've got to... I'll find Sandy's boyfriend. Sandy, Real Housewives Orange County boyfriend.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard, but it sure did. Okay, so let me go over here. I'll present.
This is a hard thing to find. Everyone's doing Captain Sandy. I want Tamara's mom... boyfriend. Okay, I don't know if I can find a picture of this guy. I think his name is David.
So here he is, everybody.
David.
God, this makes me laugh. Okay. So like he's also in Married to the Mob, and I mean, this guy's
been in a million things.
Yeah, he's great. God bless you, Dan Hedaya. Hey, I'd fuck Dan Hedaya if I was at a Costco and he was passing out chicken. Why not? I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm with Sandy. Okay. So,
wait, I just want to... So then Jen starts crying. Because we go back to the amusement park. I'm still like laughing so hard that they're like an amusement park. And Jen's like, you know, I spend so much time with Tamara and Eddie, and I don't understand. I go home at night, and I can't even get my thoughts together. And I have 5 kids, and they're supposed to be used for a storyline. I can't even have my 5 kids storyline right now, because we're just talking about Ryan at Cut Fitness. This is really impossible for me.
You know, I have to cook, I have to take them to soccer, I have to take them to baseball. And Taylor's like, yeah, it's causing problems in your relationship is what you're saying. It's like, yes. I mean, just this morning. And then we cut to this morning. And Ryan's like, babe, it's not cool for you because you've got to sit there and listen to this bullshit. And it's not cool for me either. I mean, listen, you know, it's also not cool for Paul from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because people are coming up to him saying, Jesus Christ, you're a cheater and you look great on TV. Okay? None of this is truthful. I don't believe this guy. I think this guy's a total slime bag. I saw clips of him on Watch What Happens Live. He was in the audience. He's already had like t-shirts made up of something he said on the show. I mean, ugh, he's a thirsty man. And he's using you for airtime, ma'am.
I believe everything Tamara's saying. I just want to say about Ryan. I do believe that he said that, and I do believe that he's a skeeve, and I do believe that he's a cheater, but I think that Tamara's motives come from jealousy. So I think Tamara is the one who wants to be cheated on. I think Tamara would actually like to be cheated on so that way she could have that. I think she wants her own Scandoval.
Well, I think that everybody in Orange County is a swinger. I said this right in the beginning, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're all fucking, okay? That's my thing. And it's just like, who's going to bring it onto camera? And someone even agreed this week and sent me a message and was like, that is correct. They're all swingers and they're all fucking. And Jen is threatening to say something about it. And I was like, I love this theory. Let's just make it, roll it down a hill and see how big it can get.
Yeah, let's do it. Start it right here.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Shannon goes,
well, I would be devastated by every piece of information that has been discussed because this is private information. And if everyone's sitting around talking like they're experts on their life. And so what if he lives under a bridge in a hut? Who cares? We can't move in. We don't fit in each other's houses. What are we talking about again? What are we talking
about? I understand how hard it is when people are talking about your relationship. Bottom line is, if they're happy, I wish them well. Surely, no one is going to talk about my relationship later in this episode. I pray.
Like, we see immediately, by the end of the episode, we see why Shannon's on this kick where suddenly she cares about everyone else's relationship. And she's going to do anything to stand up for the people being talked about. Because Shannon knows she made a mistake by trusting fucking Heather Dubrow. She knows it. I mean, the second that Tamara comes back and the way that Heather already starts showing that she's going to be Team Tamara and crying that they're friends, she's like, oh shit, I've trusted Heather and Heather hates my guts. What have I done?
Well, but also her relationship is crumbling. She's been down this path before. She knows it's only a matter of time before Tamara starts, you know, putting it out all on display on TV. So I think Shannon's just like
all of that.
And she's sensitive too, honestly. I think she is sensitive about like her, she's hanging on by a thread. And so it's so funny because in any situation that reminds her of her own, she just starts to cry. But like, but it's because we know that she and John have broken up. So like, you know, like I can imagine her being at the supermarket and like buying some bananas and they're like, ma'am, do you want this banana too? It broke off from the rest of the bundle.
Yeah, yes. No, those bananas are all together. Here's one cohesive unit. It's, I don't know why you're questioning that banana. Of course I want, it's none of your business. You do not get to question the banana. I want it. It's together. They are together. They are happy bananas.
They're like, ma'am, this is the express lane. We'd really like you to recount your items. She's like, recount? Oh my God, this is going to kill Alcor. This is going to kill him. Another recount. Please don't do this to me. This will be the end of my relationship.
Ma'am, could you please pick up that biography you knocked over there?
Oh, it's not knocked over. It is hanging there. Let's see. This is a biography about Chad. It's a hanging Chad. It's a hanging Chad.
Oh, hold on. I'll pick that up. Wow, glad to know we're still talking about Brad and Jen Aniston. Can we just leave them alone? Anybody, please? Could I get customer service over here? I would like to stop talking about this relationship. It's been 90 years.
These tabloids are smut.
But for real, though, can we stop talking about Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Jennifer Aniston? They're literally still on the cover of magazines.
Are they really?
Who cares? Yes. Who cares? They're like, Angelina called Brad abusive. I'm like, what else is new? What's Angelina even in? Why are we talking about these people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay to talk about Brad and Angelina only because I just really enjoy looking at them.
I short-circuited Ben. Sorry, we paused. What were you saying?
You know what? It was literally not an important thing, and
you're
about to take me down a bad path.
Jen Aniston is what you're.
No. Jennifer Aniston. I've never been interested in Jennifer Aniston gossip. Like Brad Pitt gossip, I'm down for because he's just so hot that I'm like, whatever, cool. But like Jennifer Aniston gossip, I always find to be kind of. It reminds me of like Colgate toothpaste. I don't know. It's just sort of.
It's just always so insincere there. Anyway. Like, who cares? And Jennifer Aniston's the same in everything. I mean, I like her.
And honestly, but Jennifer, I'm like mad at. I'm mad at her. I'm mad at her.
Why are you mad at her? What'd she do? I want to know. Love it.
I don't know what. You know, I shouldn't blame her, but.
Do it.
Blame her. Like 2 weeks ago. Okay. This is on my mind, guys. Like 2 weeks ago. Jimmy Kimmel apparently does this thing where every summer he invites all these celebrities for like a dinner party in Canada. And Kristen Bell, I guess it was her birthday or something. She took a picture and it was this giant photo of like 35 celebrities. And they're all there in Canada at Jimmy Kimmel's place. And I'm mad at Jimmy Kimmel about this too, by the way. And they're all there. And they're all white, first of all. I think they're all white.
That is David Chang. The whitest picture I've seen in a long time.
And David Chang. And so, first of all, I was like, fuck all you guys. Because I was like, you know, you guys are all acting like, oh, this sounds very conspiracy based, but like, where is, like, you don't have any people of color in your friend group? Like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
That's
weird.
Got,
like, fuck all of you guys. Outside of David Chang, I don't want to erase David Chang, but I was like, fuck all of you guys. And Jennifer Aniston was sort of just like front and center, and she had this smile on her face, and she is not to blame for this photo, but for some reason, the look on her face, you could tell, in my mind, I was like, you love this group of people. And like, I just felt like, I don't know. It just made me so mad, that photo. And for some reason, I'm really pinning it on Jennifer Aniston.
I was like, you guys are all in Hollywood and you have no friends of color at all? I mean, that's just so weird to me. I think that's, I noticed it as being really weird too. Who in America even has friend groups like that? I mean, besides the Real Housewives of Orange County. But.
I know, aside from this show that we're covering. I don't mind if they're all friends with each other. Point.
You know what I mean? Like, America in general, we just seem to be... I mean, I'm mixed, but I just feel like everybody's mixed. So it's just so weird to see that many non-mixed people, you know? It's just
exactly.
Like cake store and it's really only sells one kind of cake. And you're like... That's weird. Why would you have all that one kind of cake? There's so many flavors in the world. What a stupid... Who would want to go to a dinner party with one kind of cake?
Yeah, and I just... really, Jimmy Kimmel is the one who's most at fault because it's his party. And so he is the one who's truly at fault. But for some reason, I saw that photo and I was just like, it's okay for all you people to be friends, but also like... But is this like... Is this your group? No one else. I just was like, and for some reason, Jennifer Aniston's in that photo. She's like, and I was like, you know what, Jennifer Aniston, I don't want to hear it from you.
Well,
I didn't like it.
Jennifer Aniston doesn't really get on my nerves that much. It's just seeing her on magazines all the time. I don't care about her. I don't care about Brad Pitt. You know who I care about? What's Angelina doing? I mean, that's a girl who wore her brother's or her husband's blood around her neck in a vial. And like, she's now that's the drama right there. Is it Angelina? Okay. I could read about her every week, but the rest of them, get them off the fucking newsstand.
Yeah. Well, I always feel like Angelina's doing something. You know what it is? Okay. Here's the distillation of it. Here's the distillation of my emotions because I think they're all over the place. I feel like Angelina's usually doing something fabulous, and Jennifer Aniston is doing exactly what I always think she's doing, which is just hanging out with a whole bunch of white people in Canada.
Angelina Jolie isn't just fabulous. She's really dark. Like, there's a lot of darkness there. You know, she's got just a lot of. Every time I hear something about Angelina Jolie, and it's. All the time, because I'm always looking at these magazines, but it's always something completely unhinged, you know? And that's what keeps me interested. Unhinged people. Brad and Jennifer, it's like, you know, it's like a new Orange County cast member. It's just, blah, it's like the same thing, like a thumb, a talking thumb. But Angelina, yeah, give me Angelina every day. So Shannon is in the grocery store counting bananas, is where we left off.
Yeah, this really went to a place, huh? That's, I think, largely my fault.
No,
I made this a referendum about race and diversity somehow, and now I know I'll never be ever if we ever become super famous. Now I'll know I'll never be invited on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. So that's, I'm making peace with that already.
Oh God, who cares? My God, who wants to go to that party? White cake only. Okay. Vanilla cake only. Okay. So, Shannon is very, she would be devastated if people were talking about her relationship, which obviously they are, right? So then, Taylor's like, well, what's it going to be like if you see Tamara at the pool party then? Cause you're going to see Tamara over there at that pool party, right? And she's like, well, I mean, I think that you guys should have a conversation, Jen, because this is a relationship. And I think you should say, Tamara, you're a very reliable, reasonable human being. And I would appreciate it if you would stop trying to ruin my life for ratings. I'm sure she'll respond very, very wonderfully to that. Then we can hug and we can have a shot. Woo! Whoa, I'm falling off a chair. I'm falling.
So let's move on to Pavian Park, which is the paviest park in all of Orange County. Pavian Park. It's what we always dream of, another domestic scene of Gina and Travis, but this time featuring Matt and Britt, and they're all there. It's a big it's a scene of co-parenting. Okay, co-parenting at the playground, and the kids are all playing, and it's the sort of scene that makes you want to actually go to that Jimmy Kimmel dinner party. You're like, Jimmy Kimmel dinner party doesn't seem as bad anymore.
Just to get the fuck out of here.
I know.
I would like to stop normalizing seeing an abuser on the TV. How about that? And I don't like that it's being talked about like, oh, Matt, that silly night. No, I don't. You can forgive all you want to. And good. Maybe it's good for your family. I think forgiveness is probably the healthiest route for you. It's not for me. I don't embrace forgiveness. And I'm not going to forgive Matt. I hate his fucking guts. He still comes across like an egotistical piece of shit. And I don't like him. And also, I don't like how he talks to my Travis either. So they're there, and Brittany, the Kelly Dodd lookalike, is there, and Matt's like, so you're gonna go to this whole game thing tonight, huh, Travis? Good, because I don't feel like doing it. That's what you're here for, Trav. I was like, you are disgusting. Get off my television.
I'm like legitimately so thankful that we're all on the same page. It's like so good for the kids to have like the same structure and discipline in both houses. And Brittany's like, she's like, yeah. And then like when things come up, we can call each other. I'm like, wow. Congratulations on having a basic line of communication. So Gina's like, I love having a blended family. That's why I got a sign from Marshalls that just says blended.
It's going so well that Britt and I are literally doing TikTok together. She's a very important part of my child's life. You know what? Nobody better fuck with Britt. That's how I feel about it. And then Gina's talking.
TikTok is over. It just ended. It literally just ended right now. I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm sorry to you, Ronnie. I know you've been doing a lot of good TikToks lately, but unfortunately, TikTok, the word just got out that Gina and Britt are doing TikToks together, and officially the platform has lost relevancy.
I can't believe, listen, when I've caught on to something, it's over, I feel like, because I'm like old lady or old guy. But I think during the pandemic, it should have been done when everybody started posting TikToks with their kids. I can't believe it's still going, actually.
I know.
So then they start talking about work. Gina's asking him if he's gotten any of his certifications back. And he's like, you know, that's a long battle to get those tests back and stuff. And she says that because of the charges, he lost all of his test scores. And so she wants to get his felonies lower because that's what's best for her family. And, you know, look, I can get that. I really do. I just don't want to see it on my TV. I really don't.
Though he looked... I was really mad that he looked so hot in a suit. I was like, damn it, why do they keep showing this monster?
Plenty
this
of hot abusers monster? Do, I'm sure. I don't need it.
Monster.
And he's not, no.
So Britt, they're like joking, like Britt says, oh my God, like Gina, remember you made a meal 2 years ago? That was really good. And Travis is like, that was the last time she ever cooked anything. Ha 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 ha. And then there's just like laughter about like real Italians don't use jarred tomato sauce and real Italians make pasta.
Oh my God, I am a real Italian.
Yeah, Travis is like, I'm just saying that they would make the sauce from scratch. And she goes,
real sauce is from a jar, so there.
It's like, you're not a real Italian, okay? And don't tell me that anybody in New Jersey or Long Island City or whatever would be happy with you being an OC either, using your jarred tomato sauce. Shame. Just shame all around this family.
Shame.
So let's go. There's.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Ronnie, because for some reason, because, you know, I was sort of like, waiting for my anti-jar tomato sauce thing for later in the episode. But there was a part of me that was like, I know I'm going to be like anti-jar tomato. This is what I thought was going to happen. I was like, you can't use a jar. You can't use jarred tomato sauce. And then you were going to say, what? That's what you do. You put pasta on a plate. You get a jar. You put some garlic and you pour it on there. You're too fancy for it, Ben.
I would say jarred pasta sauce.
I thought you might have some.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought you might have some weird hot take where you were going to say, Ben, you are highfalutin for liking to make your own tomato sauce.
No, I make mine. And
what you do is you doctor
week,
it up. Sir. Okay.
Oh, no, so this is why we're friends. Rachel, what's her face? What's that stupid fucker Rachel's face? Rachel.
Ray.
Rachel.
Bam. Boom. Bloom. Boom.
E-B-O-O.
Bang. God, worst, I hate her. She's like, we're going to make pasta sauce with garlic, onion, and then jarred ragu. I'm like, you're disgusting. Shame on you. Who gave you a television? You guys, I don't know why I sound so angry today. I'm actually
we're getting everything off our chest. Rachel Ray, she might as well have been at that Jimmy Kimmel meal.
She probably
catered it.
Yeah, she might as well have. But no, I make tomato sauce not every week, but like once every 2 week, constantly making tomato sauce. I'm really good at it. I'm even editing currently a Nancy video teaching people how to make tomato sauce. It should be up tomorrow or the next day on my TikTok. Speak of that, tie it in all together. Old TikTok's back. TikTok, making some tomato sauce. I'm going to show you how to do it the easy way. Get in here. Listen, this tomato sauce is going to be easier than me as a senior in high school. Okay.
TikTok is back, everyone, and it's back with tomato sauce and Nancy.
Nancy and the Bobo, TikToking it.
Even
out.
I did a TikTok this week. I did a TikTok about croissants. And
too late, Ben. Okay, I know. Just get off my TikTok.
Well, I did it during the window. I did my croissant TikTok during the window when Gina made TikTok uncool. But you got in after when it came back.
No, I'm officially TikTok failing, so it's okay. I don't care. I'm just gonna keep doing it anyway till I'm 90. Fuck all y'all.
I got so excited with my croissant video because I uploaded it and then within 3 seconds it had like 350 views. I was like, oh, it's taken off already. And then I was so excited and then it was like an hour later, 352 views. I was like, oh, you fucking platform making me think I was taken off and it's only two
views
an hour.
It's a monster platform. It's not a nice platform. Okay, guys, no one cares about this, but we do. And that's important. So there's hard rock music playing now, and we're at the Swallows Inn, which I think is hilarious because, you know, it's a Tamara scene. So,
yeah. There's one of those bars, those bras on the ceiling. It's kind of like Hogs and Heifers in New York City, if that still is around. I'm not sure if it is. It actually looks really fun. I would totally go to this bar.
Yeah, it's where they're making like a country bar. It's like a theme where they're like, haha, it's a country bar. But people pretend that Orange County is only what we see on the OC, but no, guys, it's not. This bar is real.
This is
legit. This Ryan is works on a real ranch, guys.
This is real. This is a real bar. So Tamara is like, that's where the pot is at, bitch. And Emily's sitting there at a table like, hi. Oh my gosh, I love your denim. You dress the part.
She's like, cheers. Better together. I'm glad we're friends, bitch.
And she's like, me too, you know, because like, you know, when you're an asshole, I get it, because I can be an asshole too, Tamara, you know? And she goes,
you called me Lucifer.
Yeah, because you're fucking evil. I love when Tamara gets all victim-y, like, how dare you call me Lucifer?
I mean,
a
did
Christian
you not
me?
Tamara, did you not notice all the skeletons that rose in the pool when you got baptized? It was like the end of Poltergeist.
So Emily's like, well, we see a clip of Emily saying that when she's like, apparently Tamara had a day off from her master Lucifer, and she's come to Earth to let Gina know what's going on. And now I'm going to have some fried rice, which I just happen to have in my purse. I'm wacky Gina.
Well, cheers to you, devil bitch.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, devil bitch.
Yes, bitch.
So she's like, so Tamara, like, how's your relationship with Shannon these days?
And Tamara's like, it's getting there, bitch. Like, I think that, like, it's something that, like, takes a bit of time. And, like, we went to dinner with her and John the other night, and Eddie hadn't been around Shannon in such a long time, bitch. So we really put them in the hot seat, or as I like to call it, the Tamara seat, because I'm the hottest bitch in Orange County, bitch.
And then we see a clip of this dinner, and Eddie's like, so, you working, man? Where are you living? So, you're going to be able to support Shannon and all of her 100 kids? I mean, what's that about? What, are you going to get married or what? And John's like, whoa. What do you mean? I live in under a bridge and nobody can fit in there. Okay.
Well, it's a very small space. So they can't fit in there. So it's a small
Carl,
space. Huh?
Shannon wishes. I would love if Shannon dated Carl. Well, I don't know if I appreciate you going out and getting drunk and having sex with other women. Carl.
You look great, by the way, though. So come sit on daddy's lap. Put your weight on me.
Oh, well, you know, I feel like that is something of a microaggression because I am trying to actually lose some pounds. So when you say put your weight on me, I feel like you're actually ridiculing my journey here a little bit, Carl.
You want to talk about journeys? I've been on one. I'm currently on one right now. I'm an editor. Oh,
that's funny because the twins just got jobs at Journeys. They are selling shoes instead of going to their first year of college. I'm so happy.
So, Tamara's like, you know, like it was fine. Tamara basically, you know, they had to do a lot of tap dancing at this dinner, basically.
And well, Eddie, by the way, I'm sorry. Eddie was fucking rude. I'm sorry. Eddie was rude. He's like, so, like, he's like, you guys aren't living together. Oh, so you basically can't support Shannon and her kids? Like, shut the fuck up, Eddie. What are you doing?
Yeah, Eddie, who immediately quit his job the second he was married to a woman on television and then tried to rive her wave of fame for his stupid gym and now his stupid weed. So shut up, Eddie. Okay, you fucking user. Transparent user. Also, Eddie said about Shannon, the only good thing about Shannon was David. Let's not forget
that. Don't forget that.
This guy's a real piece of shit, Eddie.
Yeah. And John hates him because John, it really is. He is kind of like a drunk wasp, and he has that like that smile veneer, but like there's hatred behind his eyes, which I really like it when it's directed towards someone like Eddie.
He does have that. He does have kind of an evil glint in his eyes. But I don't know if he's just exhausted too. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're woken up in the middle of the night and you're so mad, like, I don't know if it's that kind of anger or if it's evil.
I don't think he's evil. I just think that he's angry because they showed a scene. It was a flashback from just last week where John was like saying to Shannon and he says, well, I'm hoping that we can do some more fun things. And he does, when he said fun things, he had this smile that was so like, it didn't hit me last week, but this week it struck me and I was like, oh my God, this guy is so
well, that
angry
was
right
him
now.
Trying to, just in context of that scene, that was him, I think, trying to stay calm and not argue with Shannon because he's like, can we just have a nice dinner? It's like, well, nice for you. You don't have children that you're trying to send to college. Oh my God, I've got so much to do. Real for real. We've got to get all the stuff done for real. He's like, can we please just have
fun? But he did, he gave that same energy to Eddie because he wants to go off on Eddie, but he didn't. So anyway, Tamara's like, yeah, that was a lot of tap dancing, batch. And Emily says, well, Heather shared a lot of things with me about their relationship, and it's very concerning. And apparently Heather also told Tamara and Gina about stuff going on with Shannon.
See, never trust Heather. Never fucking trust Heather. Heather will pretend that she likes you, but once Heather hates you, she will always hate you, and she will always try to be getting back at you, and she's never going to like Shannon. No matter what, she will come after Shannon. How dare you? That is so shitty. I don't even know what this John news is yet, but that is so shitty to go tell the town criers so they will tell everybody to ruin Shannon. Heather, you still suck, okay? You might be getting the victim edit right now because everybody's on your ass, but this is a nice reminder that you're still a piece of crap and you suck and you're a terrible friend. And I hope they get you. I can't wait till they get you.
And Emily's like, Heather's told me multiple things that Shannon has told her about the relationship with John, and it's not great, but it's like Fight Club, starring, Brad Pitt, former husband of Jennifer Aniston, and sort of together with Angelina Jolie. What are the odds? First rule of Shannon's relationship is, you don't talk about Shannon's relationship.
Yeah, well, if she's telling people, like, officer, Shannon had told Heather something for her to be repeating it to somebody, otherwise, where did it come from? Where did it come from?
And she's like, yeah, but then that puts us in an awkward position, because I'm friends with Heather, and I want Heather to know she can tell me things, but then she tells me things that I'm like, well, maybe you should say so.
She's telling you because she knows you're going to go repeat it and ruin Shannon's life on camera. What do you think? You're a tool. Literally. But you're used as a pawn, ma'am.
But of course, these dum-dums are going to ruin Shannon's life on camera for the sole purpose of being actually able to ruin Heather's life on camera, which is the funniest part. Because now Tamara's like, I think
Heather was coming from a place of concern. I think Heather was coming from a place of gossip.
So she's going to use this to take down Heather. She doesn't care about Shannon. She wants to take down Heather.
I think she does. I think she wants to take down Shannon too, because Tamara doesn't forgive either. And Tamara was just hating on Shannon for 2 years, ever since she got fired. You really think Tamara's going to be like, oh, everything's forgotten, now we're best friends again? Hell no. That's not how Tamara works. She's going to take this information she's just been handed, and she's going to bring it up on a camera in this episode. I mean, she is a monster, man.
Listen, I just watched Our Planet 2 last night, okay? I know the way nature works. Tamara is going after the alpha right now, okay? She is the puma that needs to stake its territory, all right? And she does not like that Heather got a whole big, like, Heather DeBro is back in the OC. Tamara wants to be the queen of this show. She may have an axe to grind with Shannon, but her bigger axe is with Heather.
Well, I watch Our Planet Bravo style, and I see Tamara as a possum sitting on a dumpster, and there's two people trying to throw away their trash, and Tamara can't even really distinguish their faces, because all she can think is, my trash shadows, bitch, my trash bitch. She's like she's like carved up soup cans like shivs at them, like, come at me, bitch.
She sees shadows approaching the garbage and is just unhappy. That is, by the way, the most Tamara thing ever is that Tamara Possum doesn't even know how to play possum.
Because possums lie down and pretend they're dead. Tamara runs like hell.
Well, in this case, she actually fashions a shiv and tries to attack. She's a rabbit possum.
Our planet. And we have studied the possum, and we have realized they are upset, and it's humanity's fault.
Now, this episode, this nature show is called Our County. So, Tamara...
Real Housewives of Our County.
Saddest nature show of all time would be tracking the nature in Orange County. Just be watching lizards getting squashed on the Pacific Coast Highway as cars drive barrel past.
Or faces just being erased, you know, trip by trip to the doctor.
All natural faces have left the earth.
So, and it's our fault. So Tamara's like,
yeah, you know what? That makes me feel like she's not a good friend. And Shannon needs to know that she's not a good friend.
And Emily's like, yeah, but like, even if we bring it up a little, she's going to be pissed. And she's going to think we're out to get her. And I don't want her to think that that's the motive, because the motive is that we're worried and we care, right?
And Tamara's like, she's doing that thing where you see her mind spinning and she's just moving her lips, but nothing's coming out.
Nothing comes out of her lips, just a bunch of gibberish. So Tamara says, well, I'm going to get a lunch this week at a place called Mozambique after the pool party, and I will mildly bring it up. Very, very mildly. I will do it so mildly that she won't even have a meltdown and try to raise the production.
Well, promise not to throw me under the bus, because we're in this together, right?
And Tamara's like, That's not a very convincing from Tamara.
I won't throw you under the bus.
And that is the end of part one. Please come back later today for the second part of this recap. We love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.